If you would take your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 24, if you're using the Pew Bibles, it's page 169. Numbers chapter 24, beginning at verse 15. We're towards the end of this interesting section on Balaam and Balak. Now, Balaam, as you notice, gets a lot of press by the Lord. It's interesting how the Spirit allocates space in the Bible. He must want us to learn something pretty significant about this man. Let me read you something from the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So probably some of the saddest words in Scripture. Jesus says this, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Balaam was a prophet of the Lord. He says so. He uses the covenant name Yahweh. He knows that he can only say what Yahweh puts upon his lips. And yet, Balaam will not be in heaven. Balaam will not be honored. In fact, Balaam is held up as an example in the book of the Revelation of what not to do and the error to avoid. Here's one who wanted to speak the word of God for profit, and yet God prevented him and instead turned what was to be a curse into a blessing. And this is the final blessing, the final oracle or prophecy of Balaam. And what we will read here is not only is God going to bless Israel at this moment in time before Balak, but throughout time. And in fact, if you look in verse 17, there's one coming, a star out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab and break down the sons of Sheth. And it goes on to speak of the conquering of Israel and this special Israelite that will come. The near-term fulfillment of that was in David and Solomon when they received the fullness of the covenant promise from the river Euphrates to Egypt. The greater fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. So this really finally is a prophecy of Christ coming as the one who would crush and the one who would rule for God and whose blessing would be full by the Spirit. So let's read this section of God's Scripture, Numbers 24, beginning at verse 15. This is God's inerrant, infallible, and life-giving word. "And then he," Balaam, "took up his discourse and said, 'The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and who knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab and shall break down all the sons of Sheth. Edom shall be dispossessed. Seir also, his enemies, shall be dispossessed. Israel is doing valiantly. And one from Jacob shall exercise dominion and destroy the survivors of cities.' Then he looked on Amalek and took up his discourse and said, 'Amalek was first among the nations, but its end is utter destruction.' And he looked on the Kenite and took up his discourse and said, 'Enduring is your dwelling place and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be burned, and when Asher takes you away captive.' And he took up his discourse and said, 'Alas, who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from Kittim and shall afflict Asher and Eber, and he too shall come to utter destruction.' Then Balaam rose and went back to his place, and Balak also went his way." Thus far the reading of God's word. May he add his blessing to it. Now let us join in the great privilege of the people of God and coming before the throne of grace, a privilege purchased for us by the very blood of Christ when he tore down all the impediments that kept us from the presence of our God. Even the veil of the temple, by the tearing of the veil of his flesh, let us therefore go with full hearts, asking our great God and Father for great things. Let us pray.